Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senators are very close to reaching a deal on legislation to sanction Russia over its actions on Ukraine, including some measures that may take effect before any invasion. Senators Bob Menendez, the Democrat chairman for the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, and James Risch, its top Republican, hope to move forward on the bill this week. Russia has been building up its forces on Ukraine's border for months and has made several demands from the West and NATO countries. Many homes and businesses were without power in Massachusetts after a historic blizzard hit the region over the weekend, with Boston tying its record for the most snowfall in one day, 23.6 inches, and recorded its sixth largest snowstorm of all time. Authorities in New York's Long Island have confirmed four storm-related deaths. New York City Mayor Eric Adams.
The heavy snow can result in widespread travel issues.
USA Radio News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Many of your favorite radio people were inspired by Dr. Johnny Fever. With that being said, we have some sad news to report.
I'm living on the air in Cincinnati.
Real-life DJ turned actor who played a DJ turned history teacher Howard Hessman has died at the age of 81.
Well, it's goodbye to the elevator music.
Hessman playing radio disc jockey Dr. Johnny Fever on the sitcom WKRP in Cincinnati.
You're on WKRP. This is Dr. Johnny Fever just doing my job.
All right, Cincinnati, it is time for this town to get down. You got Johnny.
Dr. Johnny Fever and I are burning up in here.
Hessman earning two Emmy nominations for his work on the show, which ran from 1978 to 1982. He died over the weekend due to complications from colon surgery. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The human toll and the economic devastation from COVID-19 has been a challenge to the world like no other. Second opinions in the medical industry have been ongoing forever until this pandemic struck our shores. Now if you question authority, authority attempts to remove you and your thoughts like the regimes in North Korea and China. How can anybody take a look at our response to COVID-19 and call it a success? So says Senator Ron Johnson, the Republican from Wisconsin, on Newsmax.
Early detection allows for early treatment, produces better results. Our response to COVID should have been, could have been far more rational, far less divisive, and the coronavirus itself should have been far less deadly had we robustly explored early treatment, allowed doctors to practice medicine. What the mainstream media has been covering is they've been attacking me. They've been attacking these doctors that, again, have had the courage and compassion to actually treat COVID. And if you're going to get a second opinion on a serious illness, wouldn't you approach a doctor or consult a doctor that has actually treated the condition as opposed to relying on the opinion of people in the ivory towers, public health officials that don't treat patients at all? That is what America for the last 2 years has relied on.
Senator Johnson hosted a forum called COVID-19, A Second Opinion, which invited a group of medical experts to the Senate for a five-hour event. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hear what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, we made it through the weekend. We know who's all set for the Super Bowl. Another great weekend, or a great Sunday, of two excellent contests. I mean, how much fun is that? Hopefully you didn't OD on the dip and the chips. I'm telling you, I behaved myself. It was okay. It worked out good. So now we know it's Cincinnati and Los Angeles in the Super Bowl coming to us from Southern California. And, of course, if California was normal in terms of its politics and lack of insanity, the Chamber of Commerce would love it because people all over the country would look at Southern California, see that it's moderate weather, blue sky, sunshine, it's nice. But then you've got the one-party state of California that sobers up people really quick when, the wife says, wouldn't it be nice if we moved to California? And the husband unit reminds him of just how crazy it is in California. Say, well, maybe we'll just stay right where we are. So anyway, that's what you've got to look forward to in the Super Bowl coming up in a couple of weeks. Great to have you with us. 6 minutes, make it 7 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. And we've got Andy Berger joining us talking about her book, Voices Against Trafficking, The Strength of Many Voices Speaking as One. I'm especially interested to have Andy on the show because human trafficking and what goes on is so underreported. It is, and you wonder, you go, why? What is going on? Why aren't we getting the full story to see what's happening? You've heard me say this before, is that this is one of the arguments I have with my fellow Hispanics that will say to me, Bill, you're Hispanic, what is the problem about an open border? And one of the things I bring up right away is the human trafficking that takes place, and they have no idea. It's like, a deer in the headlights. They can't seem to comprehend what goes on with human trafficking. Andy, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Well, I'm doing well. Thank you, Bill, and thanks for having me on.
Well, in your book, you've got many voices, many stories here that is so important for people to hear because people with all that we're dealing with COVID and, just life in usual, unless you have a direct impact or you're directly impacted by human trafficking, it's like it's happening in some other third world country and it's really not pertinent. But explain to our audience just how relevant and how pervasive it is here in this country.
Yes, absolutely. And you're correct. I think people, they feel that COVID is the only life-threatening important issue, and it's not. We have an entire different kind of pandemic. And if people knew that here in the U.S. alone, every 40 seconds, a child 18 years and under is abducted. That means they are taken every 40 seconds, that they are lured into something that may look safe to them, maybe a teenage job or other things, but at any rate, these are not just your traditional runaways that don't like mom's rules or, you know, didn't get dad's cars. This is a whole different culture because it's a financial coup for traffickers and predators. And if we're not prosecuting them and putting them away, if we are not as a nation standing up saying, we don't want this to happen here, because globally it's a $160 billion industry, $99 billion of which is sex trafficking alone, Bill.
Unbelievable. And here in America, I mean, when someone gets involved in sex trafficking, they might not necessarily stay here in this country. They could be transported, right?
Absolutely. They will. The traffickers will take product, so to speak, wherever the highest bidder is. And you mentioned just a moment ago about the border. We have thousands and thousands of kids coming across the border. They're not being vetted out for anything, whether it's health or are they connected to anyone. But last year, the rate, thanks to our friends on the Mexico border, was about $3,200. A person could buy a child and do whatever they wanted them for at the border.
Wow.
Because it's a business. It's not humanity. Human trafficking is a crime against humanity, in my opinion.
Exactly. So help me understand here. Okay, they get into the border. I mean, again, for Americans to understand what goes on, that even when they cross the border, the transaction is still continuing, right?
Yes, I think people sometimes get confused between human smuggling, which is if you want to get into another country under the radar, you pay someone, they take you there, they drop you off, it's done, basically. Okay, and that's a very simplified explanation. But human trafficking is taking someone by force, coercing them into labor or sex activities that they would not choose themselves, that they do not want to be in, that they didn't choose to go into, and profiting from it. And I know that as a survivor myself, but most people don't understand that. These folks that become the quote-unquote prostitutes, that's not necessarily their choice. Not all of them.
Right, exactly. Tell us your story.
Before there was a term called human trafficking, Bill, from the ages of 6 months to 17 years old, back in the 60s and early 70s, I was trafficked by immediate family and some extended family members. Now, they didn't have a system at that time. People barely talked about child abuse, but there are two tenets of trafficking or any kind of abuse, perversion or profit. Mm-hmm. And in my case, it was perversion. And with familial trafficking, trafficking by family members, the predators are even more covered because they have the bloodline to say, oh, well, that's not really what happened. And, you know, it was a misunderstanding or whatever. So they're less likely to get prosecuted. They're less likely to have questions asked. And the children involved have pretty much zero chance of escaping or getting help. So by the time I was 5 years old, that was my first attempt at suicide.
Wow, five. But still, I mean, you have been conditioned for since you were 6 months, but even by five, you realize that this isn't right, and this is your first attempt at suicide, and it is a family member who basically has control over your life.
Absolutely. Multiple family members. You know, my birth mother was the primary sexual predator, which is hard for people to hear. But as we've seen in the headlines, both male and females can be predators, like at Epstein and Maxwell. So, so I went to the curb of my house, and I thought, if I just jump in front of a car, that will be the end of it. I'll be at peace. Nobody can touch me, hurt me, violate me, torture me, lock me up, any of that. But on that particular day, no car came by on my street, and I was looking into the big blue sky, and I thought, you know, I wonder how big it is, how huge, how far does it go? Did somebody make this that's bigger than the people that hurt me? And in my life, God interceded. In other people's lives, it could be something else. But in that moment, I understood that that was not the plan for me and that I could have a future and a hope, but it was going to be a long, painful road, and it was. The last time my birth mother tried to kill me, I was 17.
But let's stay on 5 years old. I mean, this amazes me. At 5 years old, you have the understanding of what's happening to you at this level, and basically you call out to God at the age of five, and you understand that that you've got a different destiny that God has planned for you, right?
Yes, basically, in my little 5-year-old brain, I just trusted that voice within my heart, and when he said, "This isn't the plan I have for you, suicide is not the answer," I basically said, "If you keep me alive, I'll do whatever you call me to do," and, you know, 6 decades later, who knew, right?
Going to break. We've got more from Andy on the other side. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. We are blessed to celebrate over 7 decades of global radio outreach with tens of thousands of people hearing the gospel through our radio broadcast in multiple languages. God certainly had a plan for Reverend Byer's vision all those years ago. But there are so many people who still haven't heard the good news, and our Diamond Vision describes our plan to embrace that need. The fourth key facet of this initiative is Verify, which outlines our goal to measure the effectiveness of our outreach activities, to both manage them well and to demonstrate the efficient stewardship of resources. We're honored that Christians choose to share their faith through the Tide Ministry and want to be the best stewards of what the Lord has given us through their support. To learn how the Tide Ministry measures impact and maintains accountability for the resources provided by those who generously help us tell people about Jesus, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. As you're going to understand more as you listen to the story of Andy Berger and others, there are so many stories that we need to be aware of regarding human trafficking. And this is what motivated her to write her book, Voices Against Trafficking, The Strength of Many Voices Speaking as One. I know we hear these stories and we just can't believe them. They're so incredulous. But the fact of the matter is that it is happening. And in Andy's case, it was her mother. Andy, did your mother basically make you available to other family members, or was this just your mother that was abusing you?
Oh, no. It was my birth mother, my birth father, birth brother. The simple explanation would be, if you're an adult and you transport or take a child somewhere who's 18 mm-hmm. years or under and you know what's going to happen to them, in Andy's perspective, that's trafficking. And it's not the commercial
yes.
Definition we have today because there was no money involved, but she was the primary sexual predator, physical abuser, but my father and other people were involved in that definitely. And again, the couple times I tried to run or get help, I couldn't. I was a minor. They would say, you have to go back to your parents, or you can't get help
wow.
therapy because you have to bring your parents. No one ever considered that, even at the minimal level of just child abuse,
mm.
that something was wrong. And there were people who knew, but again, they didn't want to get involved, or they were embarrassed to maybe bring it up in case they were wrong. I didn't know till years later that some people actually suspected and never did one thing.
Yeah, because, I mean, you're going to school. I mean, there has to be educators, people that you went to school with that would be aware. I mean, this is one of the things that, teachers are on the lookout for. How, in your particular story, how prevalent is this, in terms of human trafficking?
Well, it is huge, Bill, because here's the thing. With the familial trafficking, which can go on for generations, and trafficking did not start in America 200 years ago. It's been around for a long time. Greco-Roman era, mm-hmm. just, way back to probably Cain and Abel in some way, but way back.
It's the history of man. We're evil. I mean, left up to our own devices, there's no doubt. We are evil. I mean, so I get that. Unbelievable.
Yeah,
but go ahead.
And one of the chapters in our book is, the cry is, no more slavery, we've got to end slavery, but yet we have more slavery than ever because human trafficking is 21st century slavery. When you keep somebody against their will to do things against their will, that's a form of slavery. And most of the time, I was locked up for 3 months, but most victims, they're locked up 24/7. One victim, Bill, can be sold 20 to 25 times a day. So imagine the toll that takes. But back to the chapters and what you were talking about, what we wanted to do is, like you just said earlier, nothing is being reported that would be useful, I would say. We have two chapters from our counterparts in Mexico on the border who rescue children every day, who are trying to do something at the border and have been for many, many years. And so they talk about being on the front lines of Mexico and why we must fight for the children, on not just both borders, but all over. And so we have chapters there because you won't see what we have in this book on national news or in any articles because nobody wants the general public to have the truth. And so our goal is to bring perspectives from all over that industry. There's a chapter on PTSD. There is how do corporations respond to human slavery. Why aren't they more involved? What can they do? How to travel safer, how the travel industry can help. We have so many different stories, as you said, from survivor leaders like myself. And it's just a way to be a tool to start a conversation, to continue a conversation, or to open eyes, which is our main goal, is to create awareness so we can inspire action from the everyday person.
Well, and again, I want to remind people, because we've reported on the human trafficking happening here in America, but it is a lot more pervasive, as you're pointing out and as you have written in your book, here in this country. I mean, we think of China, what's going on there, and in other third world countries, how people are, inhumanely treated and mistreated, and for every, kind of abuse that you can imagine. And we reported on a story, and people go, oh, Bill, you're just exaggerating, and that it was here, I think it was in the South, I'm not sure if it was Florida or where exactly. But there's a story of these sex camps that are taking place, and these are a lot of women who come from across the border that have been brought to these sex camps. that they're having sex up to 20 times before lunch. They're really nice. They give them an hour break for lunch. And then in the afternoon, there's another 20 sex acts that take place in the afternoon. And this is day in and day out. You know, this is incredible. How much truth to the story is it?
I don't have personal knowledge of that, but it wouldn't surprise me because here's the thing. Every time there's an act, there's a payoff. And if there wasn't demand, there wouldn't be supply. If there's no supply, there's no money involved. So then nobody would spend their time on this. But because there is demand, there is depraved nature. We have these things going on, as you said, because of being humans. But even before on the Mexico side, before the women get to the border, they have what they call raping trees. And so they're already devastated before they even get across to be sold many times. So we know that there are just hideous things happening, and why we are not standing up saying, wow, this, I don't want that to happen to my kid, my niece, my nephew, boys and girls are vulnerable. So that's kind of where we're at on that one. But the whole idea that we can take a human being and annihilate them, their innocence, their bodies, their minds, whatever, ought to be stopped. And I'll give you a real quick example. Right here in my area in Oregon, where I live, we had two men, early 40s, Caucasian, in a red truck, pull up to my driveway looking for a seven-year-old son. They didn't have a name, didn't have a picture. There's no mom in the truck. They were just wondering if we had come in contact with a child that age. Now, when they kind of caught on to the fact that we were a little smarter than the average bear in this area, they took off. And, of course, we reported it. But it took me 10 minutes to convince the dispatcher at the police department that this just wasn't some random, oh, they were just looking for a friend, you know, experience.
Right, exactly. Well, we got a couple minutes left. And yeah, we got a couple of minutes left here, Andy, and I look forward to having you back so that we can tell more of the stories. Share another story with us, if you would, please. From your book?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the girls that my husband and I actually had the opportunity to rescue, she was on the street, and basically it was because the father had violated her until she was maybe, you know, 8, 9, 10 years old. The mother divorced the father. Okay, he was a well-known business person in the area. She became a tremendous alcoholic, got involved with another gentleman, left the girl home from ages 12 to 16, 6 days a week with just frozen food in the freezer.
Mm.
Now, when this girl was invited out, she met a woman who was 30 years old. So we got a 17-year-old and a 30-year-old. That woman came in, bought her lunch, bought her presents, and finally said, hey, my friends are in town at the local motel. I want you to come meet them. And on that day, that girl's life changed. And she was trafficked.
Amazing.
So that's how simple it is. There are predators that will actually pay college kids to target other kids. And that's how prevalent it is. And we need to wake up as a community.
Well, like you said, this is Ghislaine Maxwell and Epstein all over again, right? But at all different levels, right?
Absolutely. So we're hoping that people will buy the book on Amazon.com. It helps support us as a nonprofit and helps us get more tools into the hands of the general public.
You need to be aware, knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. You cannot stick your head in the sand. This is happening. And if it's happening to any kid, then who's to say that your kid is not protected? This is how prevalent it is. Her book, Voices Against Trafficking, The Strength of Many Voices Speaking as One. Andy Berger has been with us. She's the founder and chair of Voices Against Trafficking. We will link the book on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. Andy, thank you so much. Look forward to having you back. God bless.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.25% with a 2.44 APR. Start off your new year with a lower rate and half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.25% with a 2.44 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance, and forget it. That's a 15-year 15-year fixed at 2.25%. Yes, 2.25% with a 2.44 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 117-12. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the financing law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available to rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senators are very close to reaching a deal on legislation to sanction Russia over its actions on Ukraine, including some measures that may take effect before any invasion. Senators Bob Menendez, the Democrat chairman for the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, and James Risch, its top Republican, hope to move forward on the bill this week. Russia has been building up its forces on Ukraine's border for months and has made several demands from the West and NATO countries. Many homes and businesses were without power in Massachusetts after a historic blizzard hit the region over the weekend, with Boston tying its record for the most snowfall in one day, 23.6 inches, and recorded its sixth largest snowstorm of all time. Authorities in New York's Long Island have confirmed four storm-related deaths. New York City Mayor Eric Adams.
The heavy snow can result in widespread travel issues.
USA Radio News.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hey, we're back with you fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I'm Bill Martinez, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Terry Beatley is going to be joining us. She's the pro-life speaker and author. Fresh from the March for Life that reminded everyone of the abortion industry's lies, as told by Dr. Bernard Nathanson, America's abortion king. Terry, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill. Glad to be back on.
Well, let's talk about what happened at the March for Life. You were there, one of the speakers, and this was quite the rally, as I've been sharing with people, and you and I talked about the last time. What is so, I think, so powerful about how the interest and the response to abortion has been on the rise, it's because it's been an organic movement based on experience against the very lies that Dr. Nathanson had shared with you, and that people knew from the get-go, people who were reasonable, that didn't want to live life and make life decisions based on convenience. They were fighting for life from day one, but now the army continues to increase. Because women, and I say increasing number of men as well, are realizing we've been lied to.
We have been lied to, and the lies have, you know.
Did we lose her? Okay. Let's somehow we got disconnected. We'll reconnect here in just a moment here, just in terms of her response. And she will go on and document, the number of lies and how it started when Roe v. Wade was first passed back in 1973. Passed, I shouldn't say passed, it was a decision that was made by the Supreme Court. This is the exception that I take every time. I mean, for me, it's like chalk hitting the chalkboard in the wrong direction, that screeching sound, as you can imagine. Every time you hear people talk about it being a law, it's not a law. It's never was a law. It was a decision. And this is why it stands
on the verge of being, you know, being changed. And so where it's not a, you know, a federally accepted issue, to where the very thing that most people were abhorred about, you know, first of all, was like once the decision was, it was, you know, the American people, of course, they told us, well, American people won't pay for it. You know, we're not going to, you know, we're not going to use our taxes to pay for it. Well, of course, you know, they find ways to get around it. Just like the way our congressmen, our elected officials, not all, but a number of them, know how to get around, you know, insider trading. And they still find a way to cheat and get away with it at the people's expense. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, this is the thing that why we need to continue to take a stand and keep standing on the principles of our U.S. Constitution and that which is right and fair, so that we hand off to the next generation a well-heeled government. And right now, our government is in distress, as you can imagine. Are we still having trouble getting Terry? We don't have her yet? No. Oh, okay, we've got a problem, I guess, with her phone where she got cut off. But in one of the final conversations that Terry had with Dr. Bernard Nathanson, when he basically charged her, he charged her with, you know, with the mission to tell people the truth. Because Dr. Nathanson realized, you know, at the end of his life that what he did, it was like, you know, you could say one of those V8 moments, only to not to make it light and disrespectful. But he realized what he had done, you know, to the babies. In fact, his own children, Terry Wright, didn't he abort his own grandchildren?
Not his grandchildren. He aborted his own child. So when he got a girlfriend pregnant back in college, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, he paid for that one. And then later on, as a doctor, he got another girlfriend pregnant, and he aborted that child with his own hands. And then when I visited with Dr. Nathanson, you know, this is after he had become 100% unequivocally pro-life, I asked him if he had a message for America. And, Bill, that's when he said yes. He said, continue teaching the strategy of how I deceived our nation. And then this beautiful, heartfelt message about love. So, but, yeah, I mean, the lie here's one of the grandiose lies that, you know, that back then a million women were having back-alley abortions and 5,000 to 10,000 women a year were dying due to complications. Mm. All those numbers were lies right out of Dr. Nathanson's mouth, and the reporters would run with it. Well, the real numbers back then, it was about 98,000 illegal abortions, and on the high side, 200 women, 250 were dying. Some years it was single digits, but it was never 5,000 to 10,000 women choosing an illegal activity and dying. So,
they also captured people's imagination. Terry, excuse me for interrupting you. Yeah. Was you heard the coat hanger argument that women would go in the back alleys and get aborted by a coat hanger, right?
Yeah, and I'm not saying that never happened. However, you know, they had ways of getting the abortion, and it wasn't necessarily with a coat hanger. But that was all to feed on the fear. And so any woman, anybody today that repeats, it's like we can't go back to yesteryear where thousands of women were dying every year. Let me give another great example of how the lies, you know, once you tell a lie, you know, it grows bigger and bigger. When Judge Kavanaugh was going through his hearing to become the you know, Supreme Court Justice, Senator Dianne Feinstein got the lies of yesteryear mixed up. And so here she is, a senator, looking at him, and I wish he had been more on his toes and had the numbers right. But she looked at him and she said, we can't go back to yesteryear because a million women were dying every year. Even Dr. Nathanson never was that audacious to claim a million women were dying every year. You know, it was they would claim 5,000, 10,000.
Yeah, but she got away with it, and it was put in the public record, Terry. This is what's so dangerous about this stuff, because they'll say, well, according to Dianne Feinstein, back in, you know, 2014 or 15, you know, we had a million women dying before Roe v. Wade in the alleys of America or whatever, you know.
bald-faced lie, and I don't even think she realized that she lied about the lie. And this is why, and I'm going to say it now, this is why I want Americans to go today to get my book at abortionking.com, because it's a super easy reading book. It's faith in action, and you not only learn all about Dr. Bernard Nathanson, the promise I made him, how I started working that promise, Bill, but also in the back of the book is the affidavit from Norma McCorvey. She was the Roe of Roe v. Wade, who 30 years later tried to overturn the Roe v. Wade decision. And the reason I mention this right now, to get the book at abortionking.com, it's because Hillary Clinton, when she debated Donald Trump in October of 2016, when Trump said, well, you know, it may be okay with you aborting babies all 9 months of pregnancy, but not me, or something like that. And she said, well, it's the law of the land. Well, she's counting on the average American never learning Norma McCorvey's true story. And it's in the back of the book. So it's like we can set, our country is held in captivity, and we've got to set the captives free with the truth.
Well, Terry, before you came on, or maybe when we were disconnected, I'd mentioned to everybody, this is what drives me nuts, is when I hear people make statements, Hillary Clinton and others, talking heads, different news stations. I mean, even people on Fox that you think should know better. You know, I mean, it's one thing you hear MSNBC and CNN and that sort of thing. I mean, their unawareness of the truth is it's so obvious. I mean, we just kind of like accepted it. They're just so far away from it. But they participate in this propaganda, and that is, this is not a law. This is a decision. Laws are originated from Congress. This never came from Congress. And these weak-kneed, you know, spineless politicians cannot even, you know, claim their authority and take control of abortion, and they're leaving it at the doorstep of, you know, a Solomon-type Supreme Court, and hopefully they would have the wisdom of Solomon to do the right thing for the American people and get us disentangled from this continuous web of lies and deception that, you know, we've been owned by. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Terry Beatley after this. Stay with us. It's just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
Speaking, Carla's Roofing Company always goes above and beyond.
Yeah, we heard about next week's forecast.
She needs a new foreman to weather a storm of projects.
You mean another full crew before Wednesday? Nita Jose, can you work Wednesday?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Exergen would like you to know about an important new study by the FDA. It confirms what the medical community has always known. Non-contact thermometers are not accurate, and they fail to meet FDA requirements for accuracy in labeling. With new strains of COVID on the rise, we can't afford to tolerate rampant false temperature readings from non-contact thermometers. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. You need Exergen thermometers because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure. Be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Continues with us, the pro-life speaker and author of Fresh from the March for Life, here at Bill Martinez Show. It's just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Terry, tell our audience, you know, what was the March for Life like for you? What did you observe? And, you know, and if there was any change in temperament or just in attitude about, you know, the stand for life.
I'm always amazed at the numbers of young people, you know, who are out there, but it's not just the young. I'm always amazed as well at the elderly who are there. And I'm talking people who are, very, very old, and they're coming out in that bitter cold to stand up for life. And it's just, it's a beautiful thing to see.
Terry, yeah, real quick, the older people come, are these people that have experienced abortion in their life? Because my heart, I got to tell you always, and you know this ever since you and I met, is for the people who have been involved unbeknownst to them. They bought into the lie, and they carry with them shame and heartbreak. And I always want to be, them to be encouraged to know that God loves them.
Absolutely.
Above all,
right.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say that if someone is post-abortive, if someone's had an abortion and they choose to come to the March for Life, they are in a crowd of people who are not condemning whatsoever. And a lot of the people who have had abortions, they hold signs up. You know, I regret my abortion, or could be a man holding up a sign. I regret my abortion.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not a condemning group of people. You know, we're all sinners, right? You know,
yes,
we've all made mistakes in some form or fashion. We just want to see the end of the exploitation of women, which is what Dr. Bernard Nathanson admitted. He admitted to exploiting women with lies and propaganda. He admitted to, he didn't understand it back in the late 60s, but by legalizing abortion, it would lead to the rise in breast cancer. Most people don't understand how the baby, how a full-term pregnancy protects the women's breasts. And breast cancer is the only rising cancer since 1973. Used to be 1 in 12 women would develop breast cancer. Now it's 1 in 7. And they can track that back to legalizing abortion. That's a whole other day's discussion. The truth is getting out. You know, so many people, there are millions of people in that mushy middle. You know, what I believe is that the day is coming, Bill, when people will have to reckon with the truth. And I truly believe, and I only say this because I think I see God moving
this promise I made to Dr. Bernard Nathanson forward in some of the most mystical ways. Anytime I'm ready to just give up and quit, right? Because how do you teach a nation? Something happens. And at the March for Life, a number of different things happen, which is like, okay, God, I'm going to keep on going. I believe that when the majority of Americans learn the full story of Dr. Bernard Nathanson's conversion from death to life in Christ, and how he admitted to all of this exploitation, many people finally will repent for their apathy. That was me when I finally came to terms with, gosh, I was never for abortion, but I was just sort of apathetic about it. I had to repent for my apathy. I believe the day's coming when people will repent for their willful ignorance. Anybody riding around today thinking that, oh, it's really not a baby? Oh, yeah, it is, and the science proves it. Quit trying to be stupid, right? That's exactly. The only one I'm hard on, because the science proves it's a baby. It's a human being. And even the father of America's industry of abortion, you know, reckoned with that. And then third, that I believe people will repent for is participation. Now, that could be having an abortion. That could have been pushing a wife or a girlfriend in to have an abortion. Or it also could be, this is one of these and/or things, it could be that you voted for pro-abortion candidates. Yeah. And all of those have to be repented for. Dr. Nathanson's legacy, he's the poster child for God's divine mercy. If people want to better understand, what does that mean, God's divine mercy? Just learn the legacy of Dr. Bernard Nathanson. You know, if there's anybody God could have turned his back on, it would have been the father of America's industry of abortion. But he didn't. He didn't. After Dr. Nathanson became unequivocally pro-life, Bill, he spent a number of years in anguish, contemplating suicide. He didn't know what to do with all of this grief and all this pain. He didn't know what to do. He tried pills. He went back to his Jewish rabbi, who, you know, he didn't really have any relationship with. He was just out in darkness. He tried psychotherapy, and then his path crossed, happened to be in this case, with a Catholic priest who he spent 5 years with, learning the catechism, reading the great classics, and somewhere in that time frame, the father of America's industry of abortion stopped contemplating suicide, and he received the love and mercy of Jesus Christ. This is a story of redemption. This is a modern day contemporary example of God can make beauty out of the ashes. So as I forge forward, trying to teach America, and we roll out, we've got book, we have fact-check booklets, we have curriculum, and that's why it's like if we can get the people educated, God will do the rest. He'll either lead them toward repentance, or maybe they'll dig their heels in. But I believe this can be a 2 Chronicles 7:14 moment for America. Because we're about to lose our nation.
Well, we need it. We need it. Terry, the other thing that, and I'm glad that the way you framed this, because this was the revelation that I received Sunday before last at Mass. The Catholic Church in Mass put out a video where they were talking about the March for Life and dealing with this argument in science about when does life begin, and I told the pastor, I said, I guess it's better than nothing, but to me, why you want to get into all these human theses and discussions and arguments and everything like that, when the point is, as you just said, it's God who determines. You know, when you turn your back on God, you don't understand the things of God, like the miracle of life and when it begins. Because you have, when you think about it, you got the life giver, God himself, involved with male and female that have living agency to come together to bring a life into this world, to be manifest. And anything that disrupts the plan of God is sacrilegious, it's unrighteous, it is wrong. And so and God flat out just says it's evil. In fact, he told the children of Israel when they were sacrificing their children to the God of Moloch, who told you to do that? That is just ridiculous. Who even dropped that into your mind to think that that was some way to, you know, that was going to honor me or honor any other god? That's so absurd. And again, this is all evil, and this is what people need to understand. See, we have, in our contemporary language, we've mullified evil. It's like it's non-existent. Well, the fact of the matter is, we are living in evil times, and it is rapturing all of us, and it's influencing our worldview to such a degree that we make accommodation for it. And I think just the flat out deal is just, what does God say about life? You know, when we can come to that question, then I believe that we'll come to that point, like you say, that 2 Chronicles 7:14 moment. It's my people, but it's going to be my people who are called by my name. We can't expect people in mass to do this, because there's some people who are just blindly going about their lives. And you know, they're on the broad road heading to hell. God bless. I'm sorry. But look, you have an opportunity, because God, just like you said, if God can forgive Dr. Bernard Nathanson, then who's left?
That's right. That's right. Oh, gosh, we could go on and on, you know, with on this lane. I just,
well, we got a couple minutes left, so I'm going to let you finish it up.
Well, I want to deliver the parting message and remind people again to go to abortionking.com, because it's the truth that's going to set people free. I've had people writing me, Bill, or calling saying, Carrie, I read your book. I had no idea this part of American history. I've had an email from someone, Catholic lady. She's always been pro-life, but it made her, by learning this history, she now participates not only in all the 40-day for life campaigns, she's out at that abortion mill every Wednesday, praying, being there for the young women. You know, truth sets us free, and Christ calls us not just to be pro-life, but to act pro-life, right? You know, he tells us to hold back those who are heading to the slaughter. Well, do it with prayer. Do it with your, you know, being out there physically, and to, you know, call out to the young women. Or like I do, I fly all over the country teaching. So Dr. Nathanson, at the end of the interview, I said, Dr. Nathanson, if you have a message for America, tell me what it is, and I'll get the job done. He said, yes. Continue teaching the strategy of how I deceived America. And then tell our nation that the co-founder of NARAL says to love one another. Abortion is not love. Stop the killing. The world needs more love. And I'm all about love now. That's the parting message of the father, of the doctor who cursed our nation with abortion. But God promises that, you know, everybody open up a Bible, Romans 8:28. God promises that all things work together for good to those who are called by the Lord. So we can take Dr. Nathanson's, the bad part of his life, the rotten part, and we can turn it into good. We can set the captives free. And there's no better story than that of Dr. Bernard Nathanson. His story can change the heart of the most hardened, egregious sinner. You know,
well, Terry, we got to leave it there. We're all out of time. Terry Beatley has been our guest. Thank you, Terry.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now, because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do the letters I...